Io per fuori sono in mezzo con la senza protezione, ma non sta bene. A me per rispondere a me. Durante questo tempo, Diablo Falls, che è Maria, la madre di Jonas, e gli altri discepoli, remain in the upper room, praying and waiting for the coming of the Holy Ghost. In the prayer, we profess that the Holy Ghost is the Lord and giver of life, and that he proceeds from the Father and the Son. Together with the Father and the Son, is the Lord and your life. So, the Holy Ghost is put equal to the Father and the Son. There are three persons in one God. In the New Testament, He's called the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit of the Father and the Son, and also the Spirit of Jesus, because Jesus sent him to the church. He is our heavenly advocate, the gift of God, and the promise of the Father. During Mass, the final three Kyrie eleisons are directed to the Holy Ghost. In the Gospel of today, Jesus says that the Holy Ghost will bear witness to him. So, the third person of the Blessed Trinity is a witness in the world to Christ. He is a witness to the divinity of Jesus. At his baptism in the Jordan River, the Father said loudly, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And immediately, the Holy Ghost descended on him in the form of the dove. And led him into the wilderness where he would fast and pray for 40 days. On Pentecost, Jesus had the Holy Ghost descend upon the apostles to enlighten them about divine revelation and to strengthen them in order to endure persecution for the sake of the gospel. Dear friends, the Pope sent by students said that the church is not just one holy, Catholic and apostolic, but she's also persecuted. Persecution is a mark which denotes faithful Catholics and a faithful church. Of course, we don't have to run after it, but when it's coming, we don't have to be, we just have to be prepared. History, dear friends, demonstrates that the teachings of Jesus are not popular. They are not popular with the self-serving politicians and the power brokers of the world. When the church is true to her mission, teaching God's truth,
mighty, there will be persecution. When the church, I mean its people, its leaders, are growing, Carmes in Provence and Nantes in Belém, then the powers of the world are on friendly terms with her, eager to hobnob and take pictures with priests, bishops, cardinals, and more. Indeed, the working members of the church are likely to side with the politicians and power brokers, joining in the persecution of those who actually keep the Catholic faith. The Holy Ghost, dear friends, is a witness to Jesus' mission, to Jesus' mission as Messiah and believer. He does this externally by miracles and the gifts of tongues at Pentecost. He does it internally by the inclusion of giving grace on those who believe, which help those who are good stewards of that grace. Live a life of virtue, prayer, charity, and hospitality, as St. Peter mentions in today's episode. Dear friends, the Holy Ghost is a witness. A witness to the teaching of Jesus, reminding us of everything Jesus said and did. He protects the church, watching over her like a guardian. Never forget what Jesus said. The gates of hell will never remain. Holy Ghost, dear friends, transformed the apostles into witnesses for Christ that they by their preaching with power and miracles. They told others what they saw and heard from Jesus, and eventually, because they kept the truth, they converted to the pagan Roman Empire. As faithful Christians, we must also be witnesses to Christ by our words and deeds. We witness to Him by professing our faith openly, by defending the church against attack from her enemies, by communicating the truth of Christ to others in any way we can. Friends, we witness to Christ also by our own example, by being patient in suffering and by striving to do God's will in all things. If that fully very encouraging to be Catholic, Frontinus sends us his spirit to be our comforter with his seven gifts in times of trouble and in times of joy. In the teaching of Christ, we find the following prayer: grant for and friends, that which is most pleasing to me, that I may esteem that which is valuable in thy sight, that I may despise that which is despicable in thy eyes. In short, the best word. The Holy Ghost gives us the grace to be the witnesses that Christ expects us to be. Namely, his followers in both.